Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Joining us today, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Hello, Barb, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jim. Hello.
Hello. We're going to talk about keeping older adults safe in the winter. We really haven't had a really bad winter. It's been mild, to say the least. I'm not complaining. It's Wisconsin, and you know sooner or later we're going to get snow over the next several months. We'll get those temperatures, and we'll get really cold. So how can an older adult prepare for the winter weather?
Well, older adults do run a higher risk of having some type of health problem or injuries related to colder weather, as well as the snow and ice that we have here in Wisconsin. Changes happen to our body as we age, such as heart disease and circulation problems, and those can have an effect on our ability to prevent things such as hypothermia and frostbite. Also, older people tend to shiver less or not at all when their body temperature drops, so that's not always a reliable warning sign that something might be happening.
Mm-hmm. And that's important to do that, yeah.
Right. Hypothermia occurs when your body temperature drops to a dangerous level, and this can happen when you are out in the cold for an extended period of time. So if you experience hypothermia, you might have skin that is cold skin that is pale. You will feel tired. You might be confused or weak, have problems walking, or have a slower heart rate or breathing rate. So how can you prevent this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, stay indoors if possible. Layer your clothing. That one is really important. Several layers versus heavy layers. Be sure to wear boots, a hat, gloves, and a scarf. And then another condition that can occur is frostbite.
Yeah.
And this happens when the cold can cause damage to the skin, usually on body parts furthest away from your heart, such as your nose, ears, cheeks, fingers, toes. Again, goes along with those circulation issues. To help prevent frostbite, be sure to cover up, as I mentioned before, and don't spend too much time in the cold. And if you suspect someone might have frostbite, really call for medical help and make sure that they're okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you walk outside. Oh, I'm just going to go clean off the car. I don't need a hat or I don't need gloves. It's probably best to wear those just to be safe. You know, we talked about a lot that can happen because of the cold, but what about the ice? I'd imagine a lot of falls happen with older adults in the winter months.
And that is so true, Jim. Many times falls happen because we're hurrying or we don't see an obstacle in our path. So take your time when you venture outdoors and make sure you have boots with non-skid soles. Make sure walkers and walkways are clear or salted. And hire someone to do this for you if you need that help. Be sure, especially careful on pavement that looks wet, but really it could be ice.
Yeah, it's going to sneak on up on us before we know it. And say we're going for groceries or something like that. We want to get it in one trip. Probably want to make two trips on that because falling down, that could really, really cause bad things.
Right. Yep. Broken bones and other things that we really don't want to happen to us.
Yeah. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for a continued mild winter. And thanks for sharing those tips with us, Barb. And really, no matter what our age, sometimes we all need reminders. We've got to stay safe and we can enjoy this winter wonderland that we love so much. So, Barb, thanks. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.